Hello, my name is Christina Meyer, and my favorite thing is New Kids on the Block.
Welcome to the Finding Favorites podcast, where we explore your favorite things without using an algorithm. Here's your host, Leah Jones.
Hello, and welcome to Finding Favorites. I'm your host, Leah Jones, and this is the first episode coming to you from my new computer setup. So hopefully it works out. After thinking about changing my home computer setup for 2 years, I finally pulled the trigger and switched from a MacBook Pro to a Mac Mini because I just don't need a laptop on the road like I used to. So I decided to make my podcasting a little more stationary with a Mac Mini. And so, yeah, who knows? We'll see how it works. So far, I'm getting used to the mouse and the keyboard. I kind of miss my trackpad, but it's a much bigger monitor. So that's nice. It's Memorial Day weekend, and it is the weekend we are celebration part two for my nephew Henry's high school graduation. Last weekend, we all met up in Bloomington for his graduation from U-High, and tomorrow we are all meeting up to hang out in the backyard, possibly swim, and have just a good time celebrating him, his girlfriend Emma, and all the U-High and Leroy graduates. So that's really exciting to do this weekend. In podcast news, I continue to meet new and great guests. So I have a couple more banked. I've got to reschedule a couple podcasts that just sort of fell off my calendar. Things happen. Let's see. I'm working with Amy Guth on the Chicago Jewish Book Festival coming up in July. July like 19th to the 21st, I believe. More news coming on that. We'll have some events, an event on Thursday, a special speaker on Shabbat, and then we'll do book readings and panels on Saturday with a big fun party after Havdalah on Saturday night. So really looking forward to that. This weekend, Kathy Liamy, who was my collaborator on a comic about going to mikveh before my hysterectomy from Menopause the Comic, was in town this weekend. And so we did the Chicago Architectural Boat Tour, which I hadn't done in years, and that was fantastic. And then we walked around Andersonville and met up with Tony Breed, who's the comic writer and artist who introduced Kathy and I like 10 years ago when I was in grad school. So the three of us had a spontaneous night out at Pizza Lobo in Andersonville, which was just an absolute blast. So with all that said, right now it's Saturday night and I've got to wrap a present and find my lawn chairs and get ready to go see my family. So wear your mask, wash your hands, get your booster, and keep enjoying your favorite things. Hello and welcome to Finding Favorites. I'm your host, Leah Jones, and this is the podcast where we learn about people's favorite things and get recommendations without using an algorithm. Today, I am with songwriter Christina Meyer. You may know her from her website, Dr. Metal Music. She was sent my way through Keidra Chaney, who you know from the episode on K-pop Dollstagram, and also she has popped into the best of 2021 and 2022 episodes with recommendations on TV and music. So Christina, I'm so happy you're here today. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah. So we met through Keidra, and you used to be in Chicago and now you're up in Milwaukee.
Yes. Yes. I grew up in Chicago. Yeah.
Nice.
Talk to me about, I'm so curious about your songwriting. I see some albums over your shoulder. Are those yours?
No, those are memorabilia. Those okay. are New Kids on the Block albums.
Awesome. Awesome. So you don't write for New Kids on the Block?
No, I wish I would love to. Just put that in the universe.
Yes. We'll put that out. I mean, they're touring constantly yes. and they're still recording. So yes. it is always a possibility.
Yes. Yes. I have slipped some songs their way, but no luck yet.
Nice. So what type of music do you write?
I write mostly pop and rock stuff. Lately, over the past few years, I've been writing a lot of stuff focused towards film, TV, and ad kind of music. So it's pretty eclectic. You can kind of write all different styles for that.
Yeah. And do you, when you're writing for film and TV, is it scoring or is it they're coming to you and they're like, we need a song that kind of hits this emotion? Or are you writing songs? And then you this is just my complete ignorance of how the industry works. Like, are people coming to you and saying, okay, Christina, write us songs XYZ for this show? Or are they, or do they know they want a specific vibe and you are submitted for consideration?
Both. So, I kind of write songs with, different shows or kind of vibes, styles in mind. But then I also will get briefs from music supervisors or sync agents saying like they have a specific show that they're or looking for music for, and I'll kind of give like parameters of what they're looking for. And then I do sometimes write specific to that as well.
Cool. And so when you do that, are you giving them sheet music? Are you giving them like a demo and they have someone else record it? Because you specifically said that you're a songwriter, you didn't say performer, you didn't say singer-songwriter, so that I'm curious about that part of it.
Yeah, so I submit to them usually like a song file, and it's a fully produced and mastered song. I am not a performer, but I do work with other artists and singers, and so I kind of have them like sing my songs, yeah.
Okay, so you've got like studio musicians that will record different tracks for you?
Yes.
Oh, neat. And then when a music supervisor takes a song, do they use the mastered one that you've submitted, or do they sometimes re-record?
No, they usually use that mastered one that we submit. Yeah.
Cool. What are some of your, what was your first movie or TV placement?
My first TV placement was The Young and the Restless, the soap opera. Yeah. Yeah. So I had a song that was in the background during like a cafe scene. Yeah. It was very, very quiet, so you had to really like listen to hear it, but it was there. Yeah.
Wow. And what is one of your like the songs that's played the loudest that you don't have to try really hard to hear?
Probably would have been a Christmas song. So I wrote a song called Mistletoe Magic that got featured actually on a episode of The Young and the Restless as well. They kind of had like a Christmas episode and they had some music in the background going on. Yeah.
Nice. When it's, sorry, I didn't bring you here to interrogate you about this, but you're the first person.
About it.
Yeah. Okay. I brought you here to interrogate you about something else. Are you able to re-license a song? Like, could like the Hallmark Christmas movie people take Mistletoe Magic, or is that now exclusively Young and the Restless?
No, so a song can be placed on multiple TV shows or films or ads. So which is the nice part about it is like you could have one song that gets used in a lot of different places and totally different scenes, and yeah, that's kind of cool. Yeah.
Nice. Do you have a dream? Okay, so like one, writing for New Kids on the Block. Yes. That's number one dream placement. Yeah. Is there a director or a TV show that you have on your wish list?
Yeah, I actually would love to have a song in Heartstopper, which is a Netflix show.
Sorry, say that one more time.
Heartstopper.
Heartstopper. Yes. Oh, that's doesn't she like hear mute? No. Is she like psychic with music?
That's no, this is the one where it's actually two male characters who fall in love, and they're like in high school, basically. And it's based on a graphic novel.
Okay.
Yeah, and then now it's a Netflix series, but it's nice. A really cute show.
Okay. So we want New Kids on the Block, and we want Heartstopper.
Yes.
Okay. That's so cool. Are your musicians that you work with, are they remote in sending you tracks, or do you have like people that come in a studio with you in Milwaukee?
Mostly I write remotely. So I actually have some regular collaborators that I write with, and yeah. We usually kind of collaborate via Zoom and kind of work on songs, and then we'll kind of like do like recording and production kind of offline and then send stuff back and forth.
Okay. Did you collaborate that way before COVID forced us all to collaborate that way?
I did, actually. Yeah, I was right. Just because, you know, I'm in Milwaukee and a mm-hmm. lot of people are like in LA or Nashville or
yeah.
even I have one collaborator who's in Norway. So I was kind of working that way even before COVID. Yeah.
Nice. And on Dr. Metal Music, this is your nickname Dr. Metal?
So that's actually my publishing company name.
That's your publishing company. Okay, awesome. Nice. Fantastic. And how are you enjoying Milwaukee?
I like Milwaukee. I've been here maybe almost 20 years now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've been here a while, yeah.
For some reason, I guess because it says in your bio that you're from here and moved there, I thought maybe it was like 2 years ago.
No, we've been here a while, yeah, yeah.
I like Milwaukee. It's so, I feel like Milwaukee embraces the lake more than Chicago. Well, like Chicago embraces the lake with beaches, and Milwaukee embraces it with, it feels like more things to do than just be on the beach, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that, yeah.
Well, Christina, I'm so glad you're here today. What favorite thing are we going to kick off with?
I think we'll talk about the New Kids on the Block.
Awesome. I am so happy. I've had one other episode about New Kids, and I love talking about them, so I'm so pleased.
Awesome.
Let's start with a little time travel of when you first became a fan of New Kids on the Block. How did you get introduced to them?
So I believe I was probably like about 12 when I first saw the Right Stuff video.
Mm-hmm.
That was how I kind of got introduced to them. And then after that, I saw them when they were on Oprah for the first time. And then I was like, just, that was it. I was a fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you are a fan from the beginning.
Yeah, from the 80s, yeah.
Yeah. did you, as a teenager, ever get to see them live in concert?
I did not. So I used to try to win tickets because my parents wouldn't buy tickets for me. Mm-hmm. They were like, well, if you win, you could go. So I would frantically call radio stations and never like was lucky enough to win.
Yeah. Oh, I spent plenty of time with, like, you dial the first six numbers and you're like, okay, now if I hit the last number now, what do I think I'll hit? You know? Yes.
Yeah, one time I got through, but I wasn't the right caller. And then, of course, like, you can never get back through again.
No. Heartbreaking.
I know.
Were you like a decorate your locker New Kids fan? Did you have posters? Talk to me about your teenage New Kids fandom.
Sure. I definitely had posters on my wall at home. So like all over, even some on the ceilings. Mm-hmm. And then I think I might have had one like picture in my locker, but I definitely had a New Kids folder that I used at school. Yeah. Yes.
Nice. And the tapes, I assume.
Yes. Yeah. The tapes. Yes. Yes. Had my little like Sony boombox. Mm-hmm. Play my tapes on. Yeah.
Yep. And as an adult, have you gotten to see them in person?
Yes. Many times. So
so now you've got New Kids money.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Yes. So, when they reunited in 2008 was the first time I got to see them live.
Okay. Yeah.
That was amazing. And I have continued to see them multiple times since then.
So where was that 2008 show?
That was in Chicago.
So like they started United Center or?
At the Allstate.
Okay.
They started that tour in, kind of their Midwest days. The first date was like Chicago.
Nice. Did you go solo or did you take someone with you?
I went solo, but I knew some friends who I had kind of met through their message boards who mm-hmm. were going to be there. So we kind of hung out, but we didn't have seats together.
Yeah. And then you said multiple times.
Yes.
Have you traveled to see the New Kids?
I have. Yes. Yeah. I've been to several places that I probably never would have gone to.
That's so fun. Where are some of those shows that you've gone to?
We've gone to Ohio. We've been like Cleveland and Cincinnati. We drove to Boston once to see them at Fenway.
Because they're Boston.
They're Boston.
They're Boston boys. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We've been to, I think, so we've gone like St. Louis and Los Angeles and New York and nice. Kind of all over.
That's great.
Yeah.
Have you ever done the cruise? Have you considered the cruise?
I have been on all of the cruises.
You've been on all of the cruises.
Yes.
Talk to me about the cruises.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
It's basically like a nonstop party for 4 days. And basically it's like about 2,500 fans on a boat with the New Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And they're around, so they like walk around the ship and you can bump into them like in the hallway. So I know the first cruise was in 2009. That one went out of Miami. I remember, I think it was like the second day I was like doing laundry and I went to the cruise like laundry room. And when I walked out, Donnie Wahlberg was walking down the hallway and he like gave me a hug and
stuff. Oh.
It was like amazing.
Is Donnie your favorite New Kid or who is your favorite?
So I'm a Joey girl. So I've been a Joey girl since back in the day, but I have Donnie tendencies, I would say. So Donnie is like a strong second. Back in the day, I was all Joey. Like mm-hmm. since the reunion, like Joey and Donnie are probably pretty tied. Yeah.
Yeah. And on those cruises, so it's 2,500 fans. Is there a show every night? Like, do they perform every night? Do they bring other bands with them? Like, how New Kid is it? How New Kid is the New Kid cruise?
It is all New Kid.
Okay.
Yes. I mean, they will sometimes bring like they brought like Naughty by Nature with them, but they mostly kind of just hang out on the deck parties. Mm-hmm. But it's pretty much just all New Kids. So they have they kind of split the ship into two groups. So there's like a group A and a group B, and that's basically mm-hmm. just because you have shows in the theater and it's not big enough to fit everybody, so they kind of split us into two groups. And so there's a game show, which changes every year. So they've mm-hmm. done like Family Feud, they've done like Win, Lose, or Draw. They've done, I think they've done like Jeopardy, just all kinds of random like game shows.
Where they compete against each other or where fans compete and the theme is in KOTV?
So usually there's a mix of fans and the new kids. Sometimes mm-hmm. it's like fans versus new kids. And then sometimes it's like mixed teams where there's fans and new kids on both teams.
Oh, my gosh. That's so fun.
I know. It is fun. And they're hilarious because they never follow the rules and it just becomes chaos.
Have you ever made it on stage for one of the games?
I have not. I would love to, but I have not. I had a couple friends who have, and they had a blast, but
So there's game shows, there's concerts.
Yes, so they do the game show. They do a concert, so in the theater for like each group.
Mm-hmm.
And then every night they have a party on the Lido deck of the cruise ship.
Okay.
And there's a different theme for each party. And those change every year. So there's usually one night is usually kind of some kind of dressy night. So like they've done like a 80s prom night before. They did one time it was like Casino Royale. So and then they've done where just kind of you kind of dress fancy and mm-hmm. get to do the Lido deck. And then they've had other theme nights. So they've had like Halloween night, they've had cowboy night, they've had like neon night. They always do the last night of the cruise is always what they call GPS night, which is kind of representing like your hometown. So you kind of dress like your city, something representing your hometown. And the Lido deck parties, or they go on all night, so they usually start around like 11 p.m. and a lot of times don't end until like between 3 and like 5 a.m.
Oh my gosh. Is it the same ship every year? Like, is it the same ship and the same cruise line, or do they like so to the point where you know your way around the ship because it's the same ship every time?
So they always use Carnival, but the ship has changed. Usually they'll have kind of like the same ship for like a couple years in a row, or 2 or 3 years, and then then it'll change just because of the availability of what like ships like available for them to use. Yeah.
So every night you're partying with the new kids from 11 p.m. till 3 or 4 in the morning.
Yes.
So they do their concerts before the party. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So the stuff in the theater is usually like earlier in the evening. So I would say that usually starts probably about like 6 p.m.
Okay.
And then like the Lido deck parties are later, and they usually have a DJ who's playing music, and it's just like a all night dance party with the new kids.
Oh my gosh. Amazing. And so you've been to all of them.
Yes.
And you mentioned friends from the forums. So do you bunk with people you know from forums? Do you go solo? How do you approach one of these cruises?
So I do bunk with roommates. And usually they're like some of my new kids' friends, basically.
Yeah.
The ones that we've kind of met like along the years. Sometimes, like, you know, there'll be a year where somebody can't go, so we'll kind of find a new roommate. But
mm-hmm.
Usually we have a cabin of four people most of the time. The past, I want to say, 5 or so years, I've gone with my friend Carmen, who's a new kids fan, and she's also from Wisconsin, so we usually go together. And then sometimes our friend Heidi will go. And then otherwise we'll sometimes have other roommates that kind of pop in. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. I am the sweatshirt I'm wearing today. And that is my icon on this is my Hamburger Chat Room sweatshirt. because I'm really active in the Doughboys podcast fan community.
Okay.
And we have talked about, you know, like Doughboys camp. Like, should we all go to New Orleans the same weekend to eat food together because it's a fast food podcast?
Uh-huh.
So I fully love I love online communities that have an offline component where you get to meet, and it always feels like summer camp, whether or not
yes.
it's the middle of winter or you're on a cruise or like no matter where you are.
Yeah.
It's so fun.
Yeah. I will say that's actually, and a lot of people who've been on the cruises will say, like, even more so than hanging out with the new kids, like being able to hang out like with all your kind of new kids friends for mm-hmm. like 4 days is even more fun than yeah. even being there with the new kids.
So you have 4 theme nights plus the concerts. It just seems, it does seem like a lot of luggage and outfits for one cabin.
It is. It's a tight fit in the cabin.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can fit suitcases underneath the beds, which is nice.
Okay. Okay.
And you don't spend a lot of time in the cabin, so you're pretty much in there to change clothes.
Right.
And then maybe get a couple hours of sleep because you don't sleep a lot on that cruise. So.
Yeah. I've only done one cruise. I've talked about it on the podcast before. I did a Disney cruise for a friend's wedding, which was very fun. And I was in a cabin by myself. And even then I was like, oh, this is tight. But I didn't have to worry about anybody else stepping in my suitcase. So I don't know that I unpacked correctly or I didn't best use the space because I didn't have to.
Yeah. 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 It definitely takes some coordination, especially if you have like 4 women in a cabin trying mm-hmm. to all get ready at the same time. So.
Right. when's the next cruise? Have they announced the next one?
Yes, it's in October.
Nice.
Yes.
Are they all out of Florida or do they change? Like sometimes they're California or?
Most of them have been out of Florida. They did do out of New Orleans like a couple times. And then they did one out of New York that was a little chaotic because that port is kind of hard to get mm-hmm. to and from. So that was a little crazy.
So they did their first and last one out of New York.
Yes. Yes. We've done that once and we have not done it again.
Yeah. Also, New York doesn't seem as tropical.
It's no.
Right?
And it was rainy and it's kind of not.
Yeah. And what about shows on land as an adult?
I've been to a lot of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So you've done some road trips around.
Yes. Yes.
What have been some of your favorite of those shows?
Definitely Fenway. So the first Fenway show mm-hmm. Was actually when they were doing the NKOTBSB tour. And that was probably like the best concert experience I've ever had. Yeah.
What is the SB part of?
Backstreet Boys. So they did a joint tour with Backstreet Boys.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that was the first time they had played Fenway. So it was very like, you know, emotional for them to mm-hmm. be in their hometown and playing this like iconic venue.
Yeah.
And then it rained very hard and the show just kept going. And so we all got wet together and the stage became like a slip and slide and it was just fun. Yeah.
What about, have you gone on, so Jen Clock, who is my other NKOTB super fan, Joey was on tour doing a solo tour recently. Did you catch any of those shows?
I did go to see him at Carnegie Hall.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that was awesome. Yeah. And then, and I did go to, see, him in, LA, back in December. Yeah.
Nice. Those seem, it seems like Joey's living his best life.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Between the touring with the band and touring solo, like really, I don't know. He looks so joyful in every fan photo I see of him.
Yes.
And it's too consistent for it to be fake.
Yeah, no. And they're all like really great, genuine guys, and they really love like the fans. So
yeah. If someone were, I don't know, either they're Gen Z, so they've never listened to them, or they are Gen X and they were too cool for NKOTB and now they're softening in their ways.
Okay.
How do you introduce people to New Kids? Like, ooh, what do you think is like the way into New Kids in 2023?
I would probably say the Block album would be a good, because that was the album they put out when they reunited. Mm-hmm. And I do know some, we call them baby blockheads, but they're like younger New Kids fans who have discovered them, and a lot of them have kind of found them through that album.
Okay.
Yeah.
Baby blockheads.
Yeah.
So that's for younger people, not people who came to them late in life.
Yeah, so that's for ones who are like, you know, teens to 20s, like, mm-hmm, now, and they're fans. Yeah.
That's really fun. Yeah, they're just, it didn't seem like they would have this kind of longevity.
True. Yeah. Like, I, you know, when they broke up, I was, of course, devastated, and I, mm-hmm, wasn't sure they would get back together because they were all kind of doing their own thing. But
yeah.
But yeah, they've actually been back together now longer than they were together the first time. So.
Wow. Huh. That is so right. So you said 2008 was your first cruise.
The first, so that was when they reunited.
That was my first. Oh, it was your first show.
Concert, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right? 2008 wasn't 5 years ago.
No, yeah.
I'm like
15 now.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so 15 years would be longer than they were big in the 80s.
Yeah.
That's wild.
It is. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tell me about the live show experience. Do they all perform, like, is it greatest hits? Is it new songs? Does, like, Joey do any of us? Do they do any of their solo? Like, what is kind of the arc of a show? Is there a typical arc of a New Kids show these days?
There is. I mean, they do change stuff up, but they definitely do the hits, so, because, you know, if you're playing, mm-hmm, an arena, people come to hear the hits.
Right.
But they do mix in like the newer stuff too. And especially if they've like put out a new album around that tour, they'll mix in like the newer songs. But it's basically just like nonstop energy. Mm-hmm. You know, they're going hard from the beginning to the end. You know, lots of choreo. You get, you know, you have Joey, Jordan, and Donnie all, like, you know, singing and kind of hyping up the crowd. So, and then they have done some shows where, like, the Jordan or Joe might do some of their solo stuff. Usually that's more a thing you might see on the cruise, though, as opposed, okay, to, like, on the, they're, like, kind of arena tours. Just because, like, you know, the diehard fans kind of appreciate that a bit more than.
Sure.
But yeah, they, you know, they definitely, you know, cover all the hit songs. You're always going to end on Hangin' Tough, so that's like the show closer. So once you hear that starting, you get sad because, you know, it's almost over.
Yeah.
Yeah. They will go out into the crowd. So usually when they do tonight, they'll go out into the crowd. Kind of, you know, like shake hands with fans and hug people and take some selfies, mm-hmm, and stuff like that. So, and they do a good job of like changing things up every tour. So you definitely don't get the same experience each time. And that's definitely like the magic of Donnie Wahlberg. He kind of is like the mastermind behind most of their like tours. And,
okay.
Like, you know, kind of the production and like, stage and all that stuff, and he always like finds ways to surprise us. So even if you've seen them like, you know, a bunch of times, you're going to get a different experience.
Nice. Yeah, I was kind of wondering, does the forum community, the fan community have, I mean, every community has moderators, but are there people from the fan community that also organize like sub events on the cruise or at concerts?
There are. Yeah. So there's definitely some kind of little groups within like the bigger fandom. Mm-hmm. And they will sometimes arrange stuff like either, I know they've done like karaoke nights, like the night before the cruise where fans have gotten together. And then a lot of times like at shows, you know, people might have like a fan event, like, you know, before the show, or people will kind of like hand out bracelets or kind of organize like some kind of, like fan, like, you know, people wear matching t-shirts, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Talk to me about the bracelets, because I've also seen this with the Taylor Swift concerts, on TikTok, which is where I get all of, I'm not a big live music person because I love chairs. I love sitting. That's kind of where I'm at right now in my life, is a chair stage. but so I see on TikTok, like, people preparing for the Taylor Swift concerts by making like all these friendship bracelets, or they're going and like, how are you getting your bracelets into the venue? So tell me about the bracelets within the NKOTB fandom.
Yeah, so a lot of times people will have like bracelets kind of printed. I know on the cruises, a lot of fans will kind of give away bracelets either. You know, they might be related to just like being a general fan, or there are some New Kids fans who have like a New Kids radio show, so they'll have stuff kind of geared towards that. There's a few fans who have different like podcasts and that, so they'll kind of give out stuff related to their things that they're doing. And then Danny has a charity called Remember Betty, so a lot of times people will kind of make stuff around that, which is a breast cancer charity.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever made bracelets?
I have not. One of my friends made some the last cruise. And so we had them kind of outside of our door. My roommate that I was like rooming mm-hmm. with for the cruise, she made some like Wisconsin cheesehead kind of blockhead bracelets nice. That we gave out. Yeah.
I love all that. I just love all that little stuff. The things that we do to connect with other fans and to like create a moment.
Yeah.
I think that stuff is so cool.
And I would say one more thing about the cruise is fans do decorate their cabin doors for the cruise mm-hmm. as well, which is always a fun thing. So people get really creative and you kind of get to see all kinds of like interesting like door designs and decorations. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you decorate your door?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Is it different every cruise?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So like the last cruise we did, because they have a song called Bring Back the Time. So we kind of did like an 80s, 90s theme to our cruise door decoration.
Nice. I do remember noticing that on the Disney cruise, that people who had cruised before mm-hmm. did more to the, they did things to their doors that I was like, oh, what, you know, like I had some little, because it was my first cruise, like Disney yeah. put something on my door, sure. you know, like. Basically, like you've got the baby status, and maybe someday you'll cruise more and you'll have more status. But yeah, I've seen that on the Disney cruises for sure. So tell me about the memorabilia behind you.
Yeah. Yeah, we have the Platinum Records, which are our New Kids. Mm-hmm. So they're autographed too. So that's kind of probably like my number one like prize piece of memorabilia.
Yeah.
And then I have some Funko Pop dolls up there of them that they just put out this year that are super cute.
Nice.
And lots of posters, and I have a bunch of the lanyards from like meet and greets and that stuff too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
So you've done some of the meet and greets, and you've gotten to meet Joey one-on-one?
Yes, yes. So I actually got to meet Joey back during his solo endeavors. So mm-hmm. that, like, I never got to see the new kids, you know, back in the day. But when Joey went solo, I was, I think when he first went solo, I was, like, in med school. So I got to see, I went to some of those shows, like, so I saw him at the House of Blues, and then he did another tour for Meet Joe Mack, where he was playing a lot of kind of like state fair or kind of like little festivals and stuff. So I actually had met a fan because he was playing in Evansville, Indiana, which is kind of near Kentucky.
Yep.
So I had met a fan through his message boards that lived in Kentucky. Never met her in person, but. Mm-hmm. Like, my parents would have killed me if they had known, but I drove to Kentucky to meet her, and then we went together to Indiana to see the show. And that was actually the first time I got to meet Joe. He kind of hung out at the hotel bar after the show, mm-hmm. and the girl I went and we went over there and just kind of hung out, and he was just like telling stories, and he actually sang a couple songs, and then when he was getting ready to leave, we were like, can we get a hug and a picture? And he was like, oh, sure. So
oh my gosh, I love that.
And I looked terrible because I had been out in the sun sweating all day, but, but I had my moment, so that was good.
Oh, that's so cool. But wait, when you were in medical school?
Yeah.
So that explains Dr. Metal.
Yeah. Music. Yeah. Yeah.
Were you ever a practicing physician, or did you go to med school and you're like, this is not for me, I want to do the music?
No, I'm actually a practicing physician. So that's actually my day job as a doctor. Yeah. Yeah. And then I do the music kind of on the side. Yeah. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I don't know. Like, I was just thinking about, like, the first time I met, I was on these poetry forums in the early 90s and got my mom to take me to, like, the summer picnic in Indianapolis and meeting people, and how just I've been meeting people from the internet since, like, 1992, you know? So it's, mm-hmm. it is so normal to me. But I know what you mean, that like driving from like Chicago to Kentucky to like go to a county fair in Evansville, because Evansville is not hosting the state fair.
Right, right. Yeah.
Like right. So you're just going to like the county fair.
Yeah.
So I could see your parents being like, Christina, what are you doing?
Yep.
Do you get the impression that Joe in particular, is he able to like track fans? Like, do you feel like he recognizes you from the different interactions you've had? Like, does he know, even if he doesn't know, I hope he knows your name, but like, do you feel like he knows and remembers you through the years?
Yeah, yeah, I do. Yeah. Like when I meet him now, like, yeah, you can tell he definitely recognizes me. And even like I met him after one of the shows he did in LA in December, and some of my friends were there, and afterwards they were like, oh, he knows who you are. Like, his face like lit up when he saw you. And I was like, really? Like, yes. So yeah,
that is fantastic. Because I think about that, I'm also a big fan of the podcast How Did This Get Made?
Oh, sure, yeah.
And travel for it. I've been to LA twice this year to see live shows at Largo, this like tiny little theater in LA. And when they're in Chicago, I'm like, you know, first three rows, and I'm like a little crow where I bring little shiny gifts to them. And like, I try to be like a good fan, That's not, I try not to be too bananas because that is my instinct, is to bring not little shiny presents, but to bring big shiny presents. And so I do feel like they're starting to know me, and they're starting to, I think they've like kind of pieced together who I am online and in real life, and hopefully that they can trust me to act within the, like, the boundaries of what is acceptable fandom for them. But it is, it's neat. It's neat when the people that you spend so much time with in your headphones start to know who you are in real life.
Yeah, I would say both Joe and Donnie know who I am.
Yeah.
Which is like, you know, little teenage me would have never thought that possible.
Right? So, Does Donnie tour solo?
No, he's doing he's on Blue Blood, so he's doing his acting thing when they're like off. But I have gone like to the Blue Blood set to kind of like meet him before.
Mm-hmm.
And then he does do like, he'll do, he's done some like charity events and stuff where he's kind of brought different performers in, including some of the new kids, but sometimes he'll bring like other performers in and stuff. And so like that's kind of his like solo stuff that he's done. Yeah.
Nice. So wait, Blue Bloods isn't on your list of music supervisors you're trying to like get in with? Or were you already on it?
No, I was not already on it. They tend to do more instrumental stuff, which is the only reason why they're not on my list.
Okay. Because
I do more song, like full songs. So, but yeah, if they, you know, needed like a full song, absolutely.
Oh my gosh. So you've got the cruise coming up in October.
Yes.
Have they announced the themes yet of the theme nights, or does that come later in the summer?
It comes, so they usually about like 4 to 6 weeks before the cruise will announce like the themes and stuff. So we don't know them yet for this year.
Yeah.
But we do have actually at the end of this month, Memorial Day weekend, they're doing a BlockCon in Chicago. So it's like a weekend convention that they're doing for the first time, which we're all excited about. So
that's going to be a blast.
Yeah.
Is it like Navy Pier, one of the big hotels?
They're actually doing it out at Rosemont. So like the Rosemont Convention Center.
Okay.
Yeah.
I assume you're coming.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Of course.
Yeah. So yeah, they're doing like panels during the day, and then they have a concert the first or one night, and they have like a prom like one night, which would be fun. Yeah.
That will be so fun.
Yes. Yes.
Because you'll get the vibe of the cruise, but on dry land.
Yes. That's exactly how Donnie describes it. He's like, it's going to be like the cruise on land.
Oh my gosh. Are there any other bands that you see live? Obviously not at this level, but are there other bands that you go out and see, or this is like your main going out band?
No, there are other bands, and I actually am a pretty big Metallica fan too.
Okay.
So I have traveled to see them as well. Not as much as I've traveled to see New Kids, but I have traveled some to see them as well.
Yeah.
Well,
Metallica doesn't perform. Like, when's the last time they even toured?
They're actually just starting a tour now because they just put out a new album.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, but they're not coming like to Chicago until next year. So I think. Like they have a few U.S. dates this year, but it's mostly like Europe and overseas, and then next year they're doing like more U.S. Yeah,
nice. That's the full range of music right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Metallica and New Kids.
Yes. So that's where the metal and the Dr. Metal comes from.
Yeah. I'm starting to piece it all together. what are some of your, what's your favorite Metallica live show that you've been to?
I will say probably the very first one that I went to, back in the 90s when they were supporting the Black Album. Mm-hmm. So that was like my first ever metal show. Keidra and I actually went together. And and we, like, the guy sitting behind us got, like, punched in the nose, like, before the show started. And we were all like, is this what happens at metal shows?
Was he being a jerk? Like, did he deserve it?
I think him and his friend kind of got into it, and then it kind of escalated. But then seemed to have made up after that because they, like, still were hanging out. So mm-hmm. I think it was one of those when you mix alcohol and...
Right.
And you know.
And metal.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so that, I would probably say that show was one of my favorites. And then I actually went with Keidra again to San Francisco when they had their 30th anniversary. And we got to get in one of the shows for that where they had a lot of special guests and stuff. So that was pretty cool, too.
Nice. Yeah, I love, I think one of the fun things about embracing being a fan of a live performer is the excuse to go places you maybe wouldn't have gone before.
Yeah.
And because you need, sometimes you just need a reason to build a trip other yeah. than just like museums.
Yeah.
You know, something timely to build a trip around.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Have you done any, because Keidra's done like Japan, I know, for Shiny. Have you done any international music trips?
I have not. I really would love to do like a European mm-hmm. one. And I came close for One Direction before they broke up. Mm. I was like eyeing some European yeah. dates, but I was just a little shy about like going by myself. So I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like this is all TikTok. This is all, I'm learning it all from TikTok. But for Beyonce and like Beyonce in Europe, because Europe has stricter scalping laws and reselling laws, and they don't have the dynamic pricing of the U.S. shows. Like, a lot of people are like, it is actually more affordable to go see Beyonce in Europe because wow. the ticket prices are the ticket prices.
Yeah.
Versus here where they just blew up to, right. you know, and the Taylor Swift ones as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I just had friends that were at the... Friends who live in Israel who were just at the like Stockholm Beyonce conference concert.
Yeah, I was gonna say Joey actually has been tempting me because he's just announced some like European dates for his solo show, and I'm like, oh, you're tempting me.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, do it. You'll know people there. You'll know the guy on stage. You'll know people in the crowd.
Very true. Very true.
Yeah. That's awesome. Is there anything about New Kids or your life as a New Kids fan that I haven't asked about that you wanted to make sure to share, or any stories we haven't like uncovered?
I guess one thing would be, with their tours, you know, they do the meet and greets, and then, they've been doing it for a few years, but they have offered like a upgrade where you can get, like an individual meet and greet with them. So it's just mm-hmm. you and the five guys. And I have done that, before. So, that was kind of a cool experience to actually just like be one on like, you know, mm-hmm. you and them and without like other fans there. Yeah. So yeah, that would be one thing that was like pretty cool, but like one of the memories I'll probably cherish for like a long time. Yeah.
Right. Instead of like, because I guess I've only done a meet and greet. Well, I've done like one after How Did This Get Made, where I was getting June Diane Raphael's book and she was autographing it. Mm-hmm. But it was like, this is the line, move fast and like autograph, take a picture, autograph, take a picture. And it was so fast and like, I don't know, like it was just truly you blinked and you missed it.
Sure, sure.
So do these meet and greets have a little bit more, are you given a little bit more time, like a minute or two, or is it a, like?
Yeah. So, I mean, they definitely go quick. So the regular meet and greet, you have groups of 10 fans. So like two fans per guy for the picture, basically.
Okay.
And then you pretty much get to like go down the line and kind of hug and quickly like say something to each of mm-hmm. them. But it still goes pretty fast. And then I would say, yeah, the individual one, you probably like you get like a couple minutes. So Danny usually like greets you when you come in the little area mm-hmm. and he'll kind of like, you know, give you a hug and talk to you for a bit. And then Donnie usually comes over and starts talking to you too. And then they have a photographer who's kind of taking pictures the whole time. So
yeah.
They're like candid pictures as well as like the kind of pose picture with like each of the guys.
Nice.
And then so you get a picture with each guy and then you get a picture with you and like all of them together. So
worth it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yes.
Cool. So you've got BlockCon.
Yes.
In Chicago, Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
And then the next cruise in October.
Yes.
And possibly a trip to Europe in Spain. Peer pressure.
Yeah. I mean, I'll definitely be hitting up. I think Joe said he was going to try to do some more U.S. dates. I'll definitely probably be hitting up some of those. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Christina, what a great way to start a Sunday morning.
It's awesome.
Is there anything you want to promote or do you want people to follow you online?
Sure, they can follow me. I'm at Nikki Nana on Twitter and Nikki Nana Metal on Instagram. And then just Christina Meyer on Facebook.
Awesome. And you're Dr. Metal Music.
Yes. Yes.
People can listen for you on yeah. Young and the Restless. And we're all putting it out to get you on Heartbreakers and obviously for New Kids to perform one of your songs.
Yes, I appreciate it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. This is fun.
Thank you for listening to Finding Favorites with Leah Jones. Please make sure to subscribe and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Now, go out and enjoy your favorite things.